Blog Talk Radio.
May the angels protect you, trouble neglect you, and heaven accept you when it's time to go home. May you always have plenty, your glass never empty, and know in your belly you're never alone. May your tears come from laughing, you find friends worth having, with every year passing they mean more than gold. May you win, but stay humble. Smile more than grumble. And know when you stumble, you're never alone.
With hosts Christopher Reburn and Jenny Stewart, you're never alone
never
on The Morning Show. Now join us for The Morning Show.
Welcome to The Morning Show here on Conversations with Christopher. This is Christopher and Jenny live as part of our summer of wonderful shows that we're bringing to you. Today we're going to be talking about releasing negative energy, which I think we all could use some of. There's been so much of it, and we're going to be talking about that. Let me bring her on so she can be part of this show. Half of this show is hers today, and we always love her so much. I'm talking about my dear, dear friend, the wonderful Jenny Stewart from the Paranormal Research and Resource Society. You can go online and check them out at prrsociety.org. For more information, let's bring her in. She is the founder of the Paranormal Research and Resource Society, the queen herself, Miss Jenny Stewart. Hello and welcome back.
Well, it's always good to be here. You always do really good intros. You did a good job with that.
I know. That's what I'm known for. You know, people come on the show for the intros. They don't care anything else. They just like the intro. Well, I know this is a topic today that means a lot to you because you've had your share of having to put people in their places recently for being out of line and misstepping boundaries. How important is it, do you think, right? How important is it, do you think, that that we do call people up for their actions, that we do say, no, that's not right. You stand in the corner for half an hour. I mean, how important do you think it is that we bring these boundary pushers, that we bring it to their attention?
Well, that's a good point because the key word is boundaries. And, you know, I would fly off. You know, I immediately would just go into my little barrage of, you know, you're bad, you're wrong, and you did this wrong. And, you know, I go back to the aneurysm. When that happened, I woke up and life was different. And my perspective and everything, you know, my priorities, everything were different. And now, for me, before I've let people cross those boundaries often and let them abuse the boundaries. There was no boundaries most of the time. And I would call out the wrong, you know, for the wrong reasons. I'd say, okay, you're doing wrong, you know, then it's no-no. Now, for me, it's, you know, I give people that, I don't even give them that benefit of, you know, I know a good example is not too long ago I posted something, and it was just an innocent post about being in McDonald's and seeing a worker picking her nose. And the post wasn't about, it wasn't about McDonald's, it wasn't about the worker picking her nose, it was about the fact that the staff that was there, which I thought was a manager because they were dressed differently, didn't correct the situation. They had me do it. The customer. And that's what the post was about. But everybody was taking it as I was bashing McDonald's and I was, you know, talking about this horrible, you know, girl that was picking her nose. It wasn't even that. And I even reread the post a couple of times to make sure that I got the point across, that I wasn't, you know, that I didn't give the wrong, you know, meaning to it or anything like that. So the next thing I know, there are people that work at McDonald's taking it very personal that are on my post in the comments attacking other people. So immediately, I'm like, oh, no, no, no. I deleted somebody, which is a niece of mine from a previous marriage, and immediately posted, you know, a big statement. You know, if you have a problem with somebody and they're on my friends list, you know, don't make it my problem. Don't come making it my problem because it won't happen.
Right.
I think
right.
that if you don't take control and, you know, let people know, you have to be the type of person that tells people, this is what I expect. These are my expectations. This is what I'll accept and this is what I won't accept. And this is the consequences if you, you know, don't, you know, respect how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
right.
know, and that goes the same way. If somebody tells you that, you know, you have to respect how they feel. You know, for years, you know, I've
right.
done a radio show, and we've always said, well, we're never going to do readings. You know, we don't do readings. Don't call in and get a free reading because it ain't going to happen. And I know in the past there's been people that used to call in, and all of a sudden I'd start reading them. And I'd always feel bad because I felt like I put you on the spot because that was the agreement that we had made, but yet here I was crossing those lines. Not that the person asked for it,
mm-hmm.
I was crossing the line. So you got to let people know what you expect up front. And, you know, out of respect, they should respect that. If not, they need to go.
Yeah.
That
and that's
sense.
Correct. And it's not easy sometimes putting people in their place. A lot of people have issues with a lot of people. It's just very, very difficult. People don't want the confrontation. They don't want to deal with it. You know, so it becomes other people's issues, which is unfortunate. Now, because we're talking about negative energy today and, for example, like going to the store, you know, going to the checkout line at a grocery store,
oh,
you know, because
horrible.
I don't like to mention names of places on the show. Unlike some people, they better give us a McFlurry for that. They better send us about 20 chicken McNuggets and a couple of those M&M McFlurries for the plug.
And we need some apple pies, too.
Oh, definitely. Several of them, dozens. So, you know, like, for example, going to that place you went to or going to a grocery store, and let's say, you know, you go to the checkout line and you get the checkout person from hell. They're having a terrible day, and all of that energy, you know, has become your energy, and now you're feeling like in a funk. And it doesn't matter how positive a person can be. Energy is everything. Everything is energy, like the movie Avatar taught us and so many other things have over the years. So I think, as you said, some very, very good suggestions of putting them in their place and stopping. And this includes family members. This includes loved ones. This includes coworkers, neighbors, right? I mean, we're talking everything, everyone.
Everyone. I mean, you know, I teach people when I work with people mentoring, you know, as they're opening up their gifts. One of the things, especially empaths, you know, first thing I say is you need to learn, and I always say condom. I know that's horrible, a body condom. You put your body condom on before you walk out the door or your ring slicker because you need some protection to protect you from all the energy that's going to come at you because if not, you're going to end up, you know, carrying it as your own. And you're not responsible
right.
for anybody else's energy but your own. And that's something I tell people all the time. And you don't have to be gifted to do that. You know, what you do is you envision, you know, when you're getting ready to leave your house that, you know, you have a rain slicker hat. You know, your body's covered. Nothing's exposed when you go out. And, you know, just surround yourself. Because if not, you know, that person that's having a bad day, before you know it, you're having just as bad of a day because you've allowed that energy, you know, to affect yours. And it does work that way. You know, it happens. And, you know, my mother-in-law taught me something really, really good. And she taught me, you know, if there's somebody that's giving you something really nasty, you know, you give them twice as much positivity back. You know, if they're having a bad day, you smile twice as big and tell them to have, you know, an even better day. You know, and it does work. It does. And excuse me. I think what a lot of people don't realize is you set your intention for what your day is going to be. You know, you get up in the morning and the first thing, you know, if you're having a bad morning, the rest of your day is going to be shot. So I tell people when your feet hit the floor and you go to the bathroom for the first time of the day, because that's where we all head first, look in the mirror and say one positive thing about yourself, because not only are you building good self-esteem and self-value, but you're also putting something positive first thing in the morning out into the universe. And it works.
It does. And that's a wonderful thing to say, a wonderful recommendation for people to do, because it does work. And it's just that you could wake up feeling like crap. You could have had the worst night of sleep. You could have had a horrible night of sleep. But you do that first thing in the morning, and you will feel a difference. You will feel some energy improvements there. Friends, if you're just now joining us, you're listening to Christopher and Jenny Live. We're talking about releasing negative energy and negative influences from our lives, which is something that, you know, we've talked about before, but it's something that's still equally as important as when we have talked about it the many times in the past in different ways and different segments. Releasing the energy once you... Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And also to release the energy once you have taken it in. You know, I like to do a quick meditation just to, it's called my release and let go routine. It just a couple deep breaths, breathing exercises, and thinking about something positive while just letting that just go out in the distance off into the sunset without affecting. It does work, but you're right about going out with protection, because that is the most important thing, because our energies are so susceptible to any and all energies that are out there, especially those of us who are light workers and people like you and I who do this work and have that really special connection that some people really have not tuned into their own as we have ours. So that's something also to think about. What do you think about standing up to authority? Some people don't, you know, if an authority figure, a boss or a parent or figure, or, you know, somebody with reasonable authority in this person's life, you know, what if they're doing the bullying and the person doesn't feel, it makes the person feel so small and they're scared to stand up to them because they are an authority figure in their life? What recommendations would you have for those people?
You know, excuse me. A lot of times, you know, and I've had that happen. I've had to do that before. I say pick and choose your battles wisely. And one of the things that I've started, you know, a couple years ago, I started really utilizing in my everyday life, and I was doing it before the brain aneurysm, and I really do it now because I have to be more routine and organized now. And it's, I call it the three circles of life. And in the three circles of life, you the first circle, which is, you know, there are three rings that are inside of each other. The first ring are things that we can't control. We have no control. There's nothing we can do to change it, nothing we can do to control it. And then there's the second ring, which is things that we can influence. That's all we can do. We can only influence it. We can't change it. We can only influence it and hope that it changes. And that center circle are things that we do have control over and things that we can change. And every aspect of your life, everything that happens or everything, you know, that you come into in your life, you have to put in one of those rings, one of those circles. You can't put it in two. You can't put it in three. It has to fit in one. And when you start doing that, you'll start to realize that things are in a better perspective. Things that are important go in that center ring, and things that you yourself can change. And, you know, influence of, you know, like if you see somebody being bullied by another authority or, you know, negative energy there, that can go into the influence ring, because you can't change that person. Mm-hmm. You can't make them stop. But you can stand up for someone that maybe doesn't have the ability or doesn't have the strength to stand up for themselves.
That's right.
And I think
that's so true.
And you have to do it. You have to realize that you have to do it in a way that you're not creating more negativity. You know, you have to do it in a way that it's still positive.
That's very true. Very true. And very good words from your own experiences there as well. You know, and I had a dear friend of mine, he's a spiritual brother of mine in Manchester in England, who very recently, six days ago, he was coming out of a shopping mall with some groceries, and he noticed that there was a person, I don't know what you'd want to call them, thug, or what, just really, really, I don't want to say anything to offend anybody, but just very, very tough looking, very rough looking.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a street person, like a street gangsters.
Yes, but, you know, I don't want to, I just want to be very clear. When I say thug, I'm not meaning anything racist, because, you know, people think that when certain words,
right.
You can't say hardly anything anymore without people going there. So, yes, so that's, I forgot where we were going with this now. But, anyway, so he's coming out of the shopping center with his groceries and sees this person trying to take this, middle-aged woman's bicycle, and he yelled at the guy to stop, and the guy came over and beat the shit out of him.
Oh, my God.
So, and it just was, and I said, I'm sorry for that, guys. It's just one of those days today, but I've been so upset with him.
Well, it upset you. You can tell that that's very upsetting to you what happened. So, and that's
it was terribly upsetting.
He was defending her, and he took the blunt of it. That's did he still take the bike?
No. But you know, every day on Facebook, he's uploading a picture of his face, showing the scars and everything. And there were witnesses, and they took statements from the people. But that particular person is known to be trouble. You know, they have, the store knows who they are. There's problems all the time. So it's like, well, if there's problems all the time, why doesn't the store get a restraining order or a trespassing order? Why does it have to come to this?
So is the store finally going to do something?
I don't know. But there's going to be a report filed, and there's been statements taken. But it's just really, it's heartbreaking, because he was trying to stick up for somebody, a complete stranger, and he ended up getting really badly beaten. I mean, he got beat down bad, and it just was horribly.
And it'll probably
affect
him to where, you know, next time he'll hesitate. You know, hopefully. You know what I'm saying?
He's got anxiety issues now.
That's sad.
And it's hard for him to leave the house. So this is added so much more onto that. So that's just an example. You might not always win every battle and pick and choose them carefully, as Jenny had said earlier in our show today. But still, I mean, it's no different than when you go in a hot car in the summertime and see dogs or animals or kids in the car with the windows up. Children, no parents, dogs, and no kid, no parents, no air, no water. You know, that's the thing. And of course, we're getting into summer, and I mean, we see all these things on TV that a mother accidentally left her four children in the car for 4 hours. How could you forget four children for 4 hours?
I don't understand.
Are we missing something?
I have grandchildren that I don't have all the time, and I would never forget that I had a child in the back seat, ever.
Never.
I mean, first of all, Emily would let me forget because she talks so much, but, you know, I would never. And it is just like when you're out in public and you see it happened not too long ago to me. There was a mother that was just really, oh, my gosh, she was being so horrible, like really nasty.
Oh, no.
To her little boy, I mean, he was last night, and I finally turned around and said, did you ever stop and think that he is mimicking your behavior? The way that you are talking to him and the tone that you're using, he is acting that out. You know, maybe if you talk to him in, you know, a different way, things would be different. And she told me to shut my effing mouth, and there was an older lady that said, you know, you really don't need children. I mean, it was turning into an ugly battle, but, you know, and I felt bad because I told the lady that was, you know, helping me kind of battle this nasty woman, I said, I can bet that little boy is probably going to take the brunt of all this when they leave here. He'll probably
beat
to death. And it's sad. Excuse me.
I have a family member
that, you know, every day I get up and my life has become wondering what is going to come from that day. What am I going to find out that day that happened? What other lie am I going to uncover, or what other, you know, normal, everyday life necessities that children need are not going to be given to those children? You know, you sit down and you eat dinner at night and you wonder if they have food. It's become that for us. And we're in a situation where we don't know what to do because we're in a catch-22 with it. And that's
it's
negative
terrible.
Energy. That we can't, we don't
yeah,
have a release because we can't get rid of it, you know?
And of course, you know, with you and everything that you've went through, it's not, the stress is not good.
No.
At all.
It's not. No. I said I'm going to buy me a cave somewhere and go hide in it some days.
Well, you might better. You might better. You might get some rest that way. But it's very difficult when we talk about these things. And this is why we do these shows, because so many of you enjoy listening to us. And we always try to come up with really, really good topics. In fact, this entire year has been topics suggested entirely by our listeners. So how wonderful is that? All these shows that we're doing for you all, you've requested these topics, and we're bringing them to you with a smile on our face. You know, if you're just joining us now, we're getting down on time, but we still got about 10 minutes left of the show today. We're talking about releasing negative energy. It's something that no matter how positive a person is, and there's always something, everybody always experiences different things, you know,
mm-hmm.
and two people could have went through the same situation but have different recollections of it. When you're focusing on trying to help someone and trying to guide them, like you were that woman telling her, you know, if you talk to your child a different way, they might respond better.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets to be a nasty situation, when it gets to be difficult, you know, and then what are you supposed to do, like in your current situation and stuff like that? It just seems like there's so many questions, and the times are so tough all over, you know, and not always very clear answers on certain things. But focusing on negative energy, let's say when you go out in public anywhere, and you feel a big burst of negative energy. I mean, it just overwhelms you because you know what it is. You felt it before, and
mm-hmm.
more than likely you'll feel it again, probably today at some point. Hopefully not, though. But what are some ways that you can recommend to try and keep the situation under control so it doesn't go negative when you're trying to guide somebody? I mean, obviously you were using a polite tone with her. You weren't,
oh yeah,
you know, being condescending, and it still got you nowhere.
Well, that's when you realize, you know, you say what's in your heart and you let it go, you don't dwell on it, because if you dwell on it, you're giving them power. And I say that all the time. I have a daughter that said that to a wife. You know, don't give somebody else the power over you to control your thoughts and to affect your energy and affect who you are because of their actions. And, you know, we are responsible, and I tell people this all the time, you are responsible for what you put in and what you take out of the universe. That's it. And what you're willing to accept. And if somebody is attacking you verbally or somebody is being, you know, a bully or drama, they are responsible for what they're throwing at you. But you're responsible for what you give back or how you receive it and what you give in return. And people don't think about it that way. They think, well, I'm just defending myself. No, you have to think about what you put forth, what energy you give back. And so at some point you have to realize if that person is affecting you to the point that it's causing you to have negative feelings or to feel negative, then it's time to, you know, say enough's enough. You know, the same way with the lady and the little boy. You know, finally, I was like, it's not, you know, it's not going anywhere. It's not doing any good. I'm wasting my energy. And, you know, I just, the last thing I said to her was, I really hope that you will realize before it's too late what a precious gift you have and how you're affecting his, you know, the rest of his life with your words. And that was the last thing I said, and I'll let it go. And that's what you have to do. You have to come to that, you know, the same way with the other situation with my family member. You know, I don't worry about them as much as I do the children. But I also know there's really nothing more than I can do than what I've already done. So I can't dwell on it other than, you know, I do worry occasionally. And it goes back to putting things in your life in those circles and figuring out what you can change and what you can't.
And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's right. And focusing on what can be changed. And,
exactly.
And don't worry about some of the struggles, because I think after a while certain weaknesses can become strengths along the way. You know, there's a lot of soul stirring going on, a lot of soul strengthening going on with all of us right now. So there's just a lot of things going on. Everybody's having to deal with something. That's why it's important that we do come together, and that if we see something out in public that's not right, for us to stand up and do something about it without being violent. And I think that we have two options. We can stand up and be counted, or we can sit down and do nothing. And I choose to stand up and not sit down. And I know you do as well, Stewie. I know you choose to stand up as well. I don't think there's really another option, personally. What other is there to do? There was something that happened in the second in school, in my second grade year, and there was this kid in school who put gum in this nice little girl's hair, and everybody made fun of her. They thought she was dorky, and she had glasses, and you know how kids can be and stuff. So I kind of was friends with her because I felt bad that everybody was mean to her, and I could have said something that day when that happened, but I never did, and I'll never forget that. It's one of those moments you look back on and think, darn, I wish I would have handled that differently, you know? And it's just, we live, we learn. There's lots of life lessons that we go through, even as light workers. In our final few minutes, we're going to be back together again next month to talk more about paranormal activity and the movies and things that we see on TV. We're going to talk about some people have some questions on some television shows and things that I'm sure you're going to be thrilled with.
Oh,
and
yay.
So we'll go through a few of those and just lots of fun stuff. We've got lots of good stuff planned with Jenny for the rest of this year and probably for the next, hopefully, several years. And you know, this next year, 2018 marks our 10 years of doing shows together. It will be our 10-year anniversary because I came on and did your PRRS radio. It was in July of 2008, and you had a terrible headache. Why we didn't cancel the show,
that.
I have no idea.
Yes.
And you had two or three different hosts and Dr. Dave on the switchboard and stuff, and everything was it was just so well, and it started such a beautiful connection. And then all of your listeners, so when is he coming back? And my listeners, when is she coming back? So we've got together to do these shows for you because, number one, we like helping people, and we like each other. It really means a lot when you're working with someone who you especially like and get on well with, because
That's
you can't
true.
Fake that connection over the air. You can't fake that.
No.
It's either genuine or it's not. And I'm very, very grateful for the connection that that we share, you know, personally and professionally. I am very, very thankful, very grateful.
Aw, me too. I love you, baby. You know that.
I love you too, with all my heart. And friends, check Jenny and her phenomenal crew out online. It's called the Paranormal Research and Resource Society, online at prrsociety.org. You can check all about Paramania Radio, and you can look up to see some of their previous cases, what they're working on now, and there's always something going on in the world of Jenny, so always make sure you follow her on Facebook. You don't really do Twitter too much, do you?
No, not really.
I didn't think so. I think you're more of a Facebook gal. And I'm sure as we get later into the year, closer to the holidays, we might have maybe some more of those candles for sale. That your Red Barn candle collection that we love so much here on Conversations and the world in general. So thank you for being here today, Stewie. For all of our listeners, wherever you are in the world, thanks for joining us. And please come back and listen to us again sometime. Feel free to please check us on iTunes and leave us a review of the show. Make sure you mark us as one of your favorites. You can get routine updates when we do the shows, topic updates, and show suggestions and all those wonderful things. So until next time, good day to you and our lovely listeners all over the world. And until next time, we love you. I love you, Stewie. Bye for now.
Love you, too.